Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is August 27th. These are today's vital statistics. David D. Dave Ault, 84, of Plain, died at home Sunday, August 23rd, after a long battle with cancer. A funeral mass will be held Friday, August 28th at 11 a.m. at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Visitation began at 4 p.m. today and continues until 7 p.m. at St. Luke's Catholic Church, and again Friday from 10 a.m. until the time of Mass. David D. Dave Ault, 84, of Plain. Tracy Ann Atkinson, 65, of Boscobel, died Saturday, August 22nd, following a brief illness. A visitation for Tracy will be held from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. Friday, August 28th, at Back Roads Methodist Church in Boscobel. A memorial service will be held at noon, Saturday, August 29th, at the church. An additional time of visitation will be held at the church Saturday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Burial will take place at a later date. In lieu of flowers, donations to Backroads Methodist Church are appreciated to continue the work Tracy was so passionate about. The family requests that bright colors are worn at her services. Tracy Ann Atkinson, 65, of Boscobel. Philip David Roberts, 77, of Arena, died August 15th. Funeral services will be held Friday, August 28th at 11 a.m. at the Spring Green Community Church. Visitation began at 4 p.m. today and continues until 7 p.m. and again tomorrow from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to St. Croix Hospice of Platteville or the Hoden Center in Mineral Point. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family. Philip David Roberts, 77, of Arena. Shauna Alexander, 71, of Richland Center, died suddenly Monday, August 17th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday, August 28th at 12 noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of service, burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. Shauna Alexander, 71, of Richland Center. Dennis D. Diedrich, 84, of Montello, died Sunday, August 9th. A family graveside service will be held Friday, August 28th at 12 noon at the Rockbridge Cemetery, with military graveside rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, August 30th from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. at the Gray Drake in Portage. Dennis D. Diedrich, 84, of Montello. Victoria Ann Vicky Sutton, 81, of Robinson, Illinois, formerly of Richland Center, died June 14th following a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held at the American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center Saturday, August 29th from noon until 4 p.m. A lunch will be served. Victoria Vicky Sutton, 81, of Robinson, Illinois, formerly of Richland Center. Michael Neary, 62, of Laval, died Thursday, August 20th. Funeral services for Michael will be held Monday, August 31st at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. Visitation will be held Sunday, August 30th from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg, and Monday from 9:45 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. at the church. Burial will follow at St. Bridget's Cemetery, rural Cazenovia. The Farber Funeral Home is currently assisting the family. Michael Neary, 62, of Laval. Charles Chuck Barrett, 63, of Bosstown, died Sunday, August 23rd at Amplify Healthcare in Boscobel. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, September 5th from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date in the Mount Tabor Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Charles Chuck Barrett, 63, of Bosstown. This concludes today's Vital Statistics.